This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. In the fight against the pandemic, the United States will now require civilian federal government employees to be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear masks. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday these same standards will apply to federal contractors. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is rapidly spreading across the country. Biden also said he is asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel. The president added, the federal government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to get vaccinated or take a family member to get shots. And he suggested more state and local governments to offer $100 to those who get fully vaccinated. The president also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot now if you're fully vaccinated. But he added, if science tells us that there is a need for boosters, that's something we'll do. Israel's prime minister announced that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 60 who have been vaccinated. Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. Bennett said the decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise in the risk of the Delta variant. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's European Affairs Minister Thursday called Britain's decision to lift quarantine requirements for all fully vaccinated travelers arriving from Europe except France discriminatory and incomprehensible, and said he hopes it will be reviewed as soon as possible. The British government has said it's keeping quarantine rules for travelers from France because of the presence of the beta variant there. Although the beta strain reportedly accounted for fewer than 5% of COVID-19 cases in France and mostly occurred in overseas territories from where relatively few people traveled to Britain. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte reversed his termination of a key defense pact with the United States that allows large-scale combat exercises between the United States and the Philippine forces. Philippine Defense Secretary announced Duterte's decision at a joint meeting on Friday with his visiting U.S. counterpart, Lloyd Austin, in Manila. Austin welcomed Duterte's decision, which he said would help boost their defense relations between the longtime allies. Austin said the Philippines is a vital U.S. ally, its oldest in Asia. Russia's long-delayed lab module successfully docked with International Space Station Thursday, 8 days after it was launched from the Russian Space Launch Facility in Kazakhstan. And after the module successfully docked with the International Space Station, the head of Russia's space agency admitted having technical problems with the module during the launch. After docking, the module will require many maneuvers, including up to 11 spacewalks. The astronauts that it supports, beginning in early September, to prepare it for operation. A defrocked former cardinal is the first in the U.S. to be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy in the 1970s, according to court documents obtained by the Boston Globe. Victim alleges McCarrick began abusing him when he was a boy and groped and fondled him when he was 16, attending a wedding reception of his brother back in 1974. 91-year-old Cardinal was defrocked by Pope Francis in 2019 after Vatican investigation confirmed decades of rumors that he was a sexual predator. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.